Prime Minister Scott Morrison today defended his decision to parachute Indigenous leader Warren Mundine into pre-selection for a marginal Liberal seat. The locally endorsed candidate in the New South Wales South Coast seat of Gilmore is angry and plans to run as an independent, but Mr Morrison has accused him of bullying his way into pre-selection for the seat in the first place. Political reporter Melissa Clark joins us now in Parliament House in Canberra. And Melissa, the Prime Minister's just spoken. Take us through the latest on this increasingly aggressive contest for the New South Wales seat of Gilmore.
Well, we've had, of course, Warren Mundine, the former Labor Party president and a very prominent Indigenous leader, announce that he is going to join the Liberal Party and has been endorsed by the New South Wales state executive of the Liberal Party to be the candidate for that seat of Gilmore on the New South Wales South Coast. Now, there was already a candidate pre-selected by local branches, that is Grant Schultz. Now, Grant Schultz got that seat after he indicated he was going to challenge the sitting member, Anne Soud-Marlis, who then subsequently pulled out of the race, saying she'd been bullied, not by him, but by others. Now, in extraordinary events today, Scott Morrison, being down in Nowra on the south coast in the seat and announcing the position, has said that Grant Schultz didn't really deserve the seat in the first place. He accused him of bullying his way into the seat and said Grant Schultz, when Anne Soud-Marlis pulled out, should have been prepared to allow that pre-selection contest to be thrown open to everyone so that someone who might have wanted to contest the seat but didn't want to challenge Anne Soud-Marlis, a Warren Mundine or someone else, could have put their hand up too. So it's become a very internal brawl about the pre-selection of this seat, and it's become very public and very aggressive. Here's Scott Morrison with his description of why this intervention was warranted.
I'm not going to reward behaviour that sought to undermine a sitting member of parliament. I'm not going to reward that in the Liberal Party. I've been around the Liberal Party a long time. And his decision to do what he has done yesterday, I think, just says that the New South Wales state executive got it dead right. You know, you don't get to bully your way into a seat in the Liberal Party.
So that's the Prime Minister. And Mel, it's not uncommon for party leaders to intervene in local pre-selections, but this one has prompted a particularly spectacular response, hasn't it?
It has, because there were already issues around the pre-selection process with Anne Soud-Marlis feeling bullied out of the seat by other Liberal Party members in those local branches. Also because it's not the first issue with pre-selections and frustrations. The Liberal Senator for New South Wales, Jim Molan, was bumped down the Senate ticket in that process and was very frustrated that he'd been put in an unwinnable position. He came out to speak today as well. He was expressly clear that he didn't want to be seen to be commenting on the Gilmore case in particular, but noted he'd been the victim of sort of party machinations in this way, and said that he really hoped that some of the reforms coming to the Liberal Party would prevent this happening in the future.
After 2 years running a campaign for democracy within the New South Wales division of the Liberal Party, I make the point that we have agreed the next time we go through this process that we will have plebiscites. The way to do this is through plebiscites. Let the members have their say and we don't get wrapped around the axle about it.
So that's New South Wales Liberal Senator Jim Molan speaking this morning. And Melissa, back to Gilmore. Are the PM's accusations against Grant Schultz going to hobble his run as an independent?
Well, they certainly won't help if there are Liberal voting constituents who now feel that they have divided loyalties should they follow their vote with Grant Schultz, who will run as an independent. He's made very clear, and some local branch members have said they will go and support him rather than support the new Liberal candidate, Warren Mundine. But look, clearly there were already fractions within the Liberal Party members in that region of New South Wales. It's going to be a crowded field. The Nationals have indicated they're looking at running a candidate in that seat too, which they were free to do under the coalition agreement once there wasn't a sitting member there. So once Anne Soud-Marlis was gone, and they could potentially put up Katrina Hodgkinson, a former New South Wales state MP, state minister as well, who has a high profile in the region. So the Nationals leader, Michael McCormick, has been pretty enthusiastic when he was asked about the prospect of a Nationals candidate in the seat.
Yes, we are. The Nationals are considering running a candidate in Gilmore, and we'll be having more to say about that in coming weeks. Fact is, when these seats are available because the incumbent is no longer standing, they are subject to the part of the coalition agreement which allows for three-corner contests.
Now that's the Nationals leader Michael McCormack and our political reporter Melissa Clark in Canberra.